Now more of the Wild About Pets radio show on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's Susan Frank.
Welcome back to the show and our discussion with my guest, Diane Morgan, the author of The Sneeze-Free Cat Owner, Allergy Management and Breed Selection for the Allergic Cat Lover. We are live. Our phone lines are open. It's July 31st. If you'd like to call in and ask Diane a question about your allergies or what to do about them, just phone 888-463-6748. I'll repeat that, 888-463-6748. And it is also at the top of my web page that has photos of the cats that we're talking about. And you can find that number there. To get to that page of photos, there's some wonderful cat pictures. Just click the purple Look While You Listen button that you find on the Talk Zone homepage or on the episode page. We are talking, Diane, about ways that the person that is allergic themselves, or, you know, if there's people in the household that are allergic, what they can do themselves.
Right.
So what is one of the other ones that maybe people aren't as aware of that they can do?
I'd like to talk, well, one thing that is still in progress, but they are actually working, trying to provide a long-term vaccine for allergies. That's still in development stage, but of course everybody has their fingers crossed for that.
Sure.
Another treatment is a product called Xolair, which actually it's a what they call it's a fancy term. It's a monoclonal antibody.
What's that?
Well, yeah, what it does is it hooks on to the floating IgE in the bloodstream, and it keeps that IgE, that's that nasty antibody that we don't want for this purpose, from attacking mast cells and basophils, and so those organs will, those cells will not be able to release the histamine. And the histamine is what causes you to sneeze. So this is a, I guess you can think of it as a binding system or a blockage system. And it differs from all other approaches, or at least all the earlier approaches, because it focuses on what's causing the allergy. All the other approaches focus on just the symptoms.
Right. So
try to stop your sneezing. But this goes right to the culprit, to the bad old IgE, and tries to block it so that it becomes less effective.
Oh, that sounds great. And, you know, this is a reason also why I wanted to make sure that, you know, this information gets out there, because I was dating a gentleman years ago that was highly allergic. Now, as I mentioned before, I had my own allergies to my cat, but here was someone who was deathly allergic. And of course, that made us kind of stop and pause. Now, he wasn't willing to just give up. And of course, he, throughout his life, having many friends that had cats, were taking the prescriptions or the over-the-counter medicines, the ones that we commonly kind of think about. But he was willing to try and do more. We just didn't exactly know what there was. And so I think the value here is that there are other treatments, medical compounds, or as you said, different strategies that go beyond what we commonly think. And I think a lot of people think, oh, well, there's nothing I can do. I've taken those drugs. Right. I've taken the prescriptions. And so they stop right there. And what you're saying is there's much more. You don't have to just stop.
Right. And the thing about Xolair I want to emphasize, however, is that it's not a rescue medication. In other words, if you're already sneezing in the fit of an allergy attack, you can't just take some Xolair and then have it work. This is something that's preventative.
Okay.
So it works over time, but it really does work. You know, it's a wonderful, it's really a gene therapy. It actually, yeah.
All right. And now, I know you mentioned some alternative treatments,
okay.
And you, when we, you know, were communicating, you discussed there's something that's kind of new out there that's rather controversial.
Oh, yeah, I was going to put that last.
Let me
of course, the really common ones that we all know about, first of all. Corticosteroids, and we've all, you know, the awful cortisone. We're familiar with it, of course, in over-the-counter skin creams. But other than that, it's usually available just by prescription. It comes in nasal sprays that'll help prevent and relieve your nasal stuffiness. Another thing that people can take is antihistamines, which we all take for our colds. It is only so-so useful for allergies, but for some people, it works It works pretty well. Mm-hmm. That also comes in nasal sprays. You can take your regular old decongestants.
Sure, I did that.
Yeah, all these things, there's something called a mast cell stabilizer that actually prevent the release of histamines that can also be used in different, they come in different forms. But I do want to talk about, yes, the newest thing, which is not, I have to admit, is not in my book because it didn't, wasn't discovered at that time. But I did say in my book that they suspected that IgE was somehow useful in preventing parasites. And sure enough, studies have shown that traditional peoples who live in places like Africa, where hookworm is particularly common, do not seem to suffer from allergies. They think that the hookworms somehow release some kind of chemical or respond to the IgE in such a way that it controls it. So some intrepid, and that is truly the word, foolish scientists have decided to go and test this out. And one man went to one scientist, Dr. David Pritchard, went to Papua New Guinea, and he asked the Papua New Guineans to please supply him with some stool samples from themselves, which they thought rather odd.
Yeah.
Generously did, and he managed to infect himself with hookworms to see how it would work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually gotten volunteers to agree to have themselves infected with hookworms, and they found that the ideal number of hookworms is 10, which seems to be effective at controlling allergies. If you have as many as 25, you get sick. And obviously, mm-hmm. this is a dangerous therapy. Hookworms kill 65,000 people a year, so it's not something that most people are willing to do. Mm-hmm. But there are some experiments that show for people who are truly desperate, who mm-hmm. suffer from truly life-threatening allergies, not just a sneeze around the cat, but this seems to work. Now, obviously, what the research companies are doing is they don't want to just start selling bottles of hookworms to hand out.
No, of course not.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to isolate whatever it is in the hookworm that has this effect. And so I would advise, you know, everybody to wait. Although people have gone, there's actually a clinic in Mexico, which for $4,000 will give you hookworm therapy.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, you can get your own hookworms cheaper than that.
Well, I can imagine the people who would eventually market this product, if it really becomes very successful and widespread, would have a challenge for how to name it and package it and market it. But, and I guess
what way, I don't know.
What's interesting is that there is ongoing research to try and really solve this issue.
Right.
Let's talk about the aspect that I found probably the most beneficial that I did not know about and realize, and that's treating the house.
Right.
Because this also, for me and the experience, let's say I have friends who are not allergic at all to cats, but the people that they want to bring into their lives are. And as I mentioned in my opening, that has stopped relationships. And so your treating the house section is so valuable for what you can do so that people can come into your home. So tell us about some of those things.
Well, I agree that treating the house is, in one way, is the easiest way to
mm-hmm.
deal with allergies. And it also, if you think of the side benefits, cats being so neat and clean in and of themselves, they also force us to be good housekeepers if we want to keep them and we're allergic to them.
Some better than others.
Right. The key is you got to think dander. That's what carries the allergen, and that is the stuff that is flying all over the house. So you want to think, okay, what have I got in this house that is a dander collector? And I think for most of us, the first thing that comes to mind are the carpets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The best thing to do is get rid of those rugs. I don't have any rugs in my house. Even though I am not myself allergic to cats, I just find that it's easier to keep the house clean without carpeting. Because
yes.
remember, everything that flies in the air lands.
Right. Now,
or later.
Yes, and now what some of the things that we're going to be mentioning here are extreme and does require some major changes perhaps made and a willingness. But, you know, I guess we could say hardwood floors are in vogue today. So and these are very valuable. And even though for me, you know, I did not take these ideas, I would going forward when I get another cat.
Right. And in fact, it doesn't have to, you know, I have tile floors. You know, I put tile down everywhere. And in some rooms, I just put down some very nice, high quality, nice looking linoleum. Easy to clean, comes in any kind of pattern, cheap, easily replaceable, and allergy free.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though some of these things, dander will land there, but it's so easy to vacuum up.
Sure.
And furthermore, if you have a cat that sprays, no more worrying about the carpet and trying to get the odor out of the carpet.
That's right.
Just wash it up. And so if you absolutely have to have carpeting, you can't live without it, there are kinds of rugs that are coated with Teflon, you know, so I would recommend that. Otherwise, choose carpets that have natural fibers, not artificial fibers, because for some reason, I don't think anyone understands, artificial fibers do seem to capture, they cling onto the allergic particles much more. If you don't want to do any of that and you have wall-to-wall carpeting and you can't get rid of it, that means you have to steam clean it frequently,
mm-hmm.
at least every couple of months. Use a good commercial product that is designed to get rid of those allergens, like Allersearch X-Mite Carpet Solution.
Okay, and these are listed in your book also.
Right.
And you go into many more details in the book. I did want to mention that.
Right. So carpets are the first thing. That's the biggest item. But then you want to look at your walls. You want to look at your window treatments. Look at your furniture. Fabric traps allergens. So
mm-hmm.
you can, I mean, obviously not everybody can just afford to replace furniture, although I do because I go to Bill's Other Yard Sale, which has things for $10. you want to replace fabric upholstered furniture with non-porous stuff, wood, leather. Curtains are bad. Get some fancy vertical blinds, very contemporary, very snappy, easier to keep clean.
Yes, you know, I didn't think about the window treatments. I mean, that never occurred to me that that's holding, you know, the allergens also.
Right, especially if your cat sits in the window.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to have fabric window treatments, pick the kind that you can take down and wash easily. Throw it in the laundry. Replace it and do this every month. And use, you know, you can get laundry treatments that also get rid of a lot of allergens. So use those. Damp dust everything, you know, a Swiffer, whatever you want to use, including all those places you forget, top of refrigerators, high shelves,
mm-hmm.
top of the fans. You can bet there's dandruff.
And, you know, you mentioned something that I did not even think about, that you really recommend not using the ceiling fan because that's blowing the air around and blowing that dander around more. That's just one of those little tips that I never thought about. You know, we are going to take another break right now, though, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.